Why did you decide to start collecting these stories of immigration?
I always attend professional events. So at these professional events, certainly we have the opportunity to make a lot of personal connections. And the first clue that you have is, you know, when you ask, where are you from or what is your name? And immediately the distinctive accent. It's always the accent that gives me the idea of Spanish is so rich. And originally I had the idea, well, I would like to represent all Spanish-speaking countries because we are all professionals from different places. And that's how, little by little, I started becoming aware of these individual stories of what it takes to achieve a professional life in the United States.
And I know you have a story as well. You actually have contributed quite a few stories to the book. Share your story a little bit of immigration. I think it's very interesting because, again, education does play a part in it, but you struggled quite a bit because apparently your older sister had the same idea, but it didn't work out so well.
Absolutely. When I need to talk about my own story, I cannot exclude my mom in the first place and my sister in the second place. My mom, unfortunately, played a negative role for my education because she never attended school. In fact, right after the Mexican Revolution, my grandmother decided to hide, you know, her kids when people were looking for kids to go to school because that was one of the rights of the new constitution from 1917. But my grandmother said, no, I need these people, I need my kids to work with me in the fields. So she decided to hide her kids. You know, my mom never had the opportunity to go to school. You know, it's only a right that will be for men. And if you go to school, maybe just go because you want to have fun and you want to do other things. And at the end, you're just going to be pregnant. So you don't really want to go to school. It was like a negative thing for her. So because of that, my sister didn't really have the opportunity to go to college. And she struggled with that. She accepted her reality and she started working at a very young age, you know, as a secretary, which was pretty much the only thing that you can do in a little town in Mexico. And then when it was my turn, I was 15, I said, I really want to go to school. And I always associated the idea of going to school. If I go to school, I'm going to get pregnant. And then my sister said, you're going to go.
And how did your relationship with your mother develop after she accepted that you were going out and getting an education?
I don't know if she truly accepted. I came to the United States, again, for the opportunity to go to university, in this case, to get my master's degree and then my PhD. I think that in the back of her mind, I was more like the lost one, you know, like the black sheep of the family, you know, like there she goes again. What is she looking for? Why does she need to leave? You know, she has everything here. She can get married here. She can have her children here. What is she looking for? So I think that because of her mentality, probably was impossible for her to understand, you know, what kind of search I had in my life.
There's a story or a poem called Las Dos Maletas that you say summarizes the immigrant story. Can you tell us why?
That when we leave our country, we want to take everything with us. And the only thing that you can bring is two suitcases. That means, you know, the material things, especially the flavors, the smells. But also you want to bring things that, of course, you bring in your heart. You bring the memories, you bring the times that you spend with your family. And at the end, it's hard to tell if you are, you know, you are completing your life or something is incomplete. Because we have this dichotomy, we have this, either it's a division or a duplication. Are we broken in two or we are two in one? And you cannot separate that. How can I get the respect, the recognition of who I am, ignoring certainly my skin color, you know, ignoring the fact that I was not born in the United States, but I still want to have a place in this country.